Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. A big welcome to today's podcast. How are you? So it's been quite a busy day's work already today, but I have got some news. I have just been on holiday, so I'll just start off with what I've been up to. But this podcast will be all about the Pilates Tailored Toolkit and also how to find a good Pilates teacher. So before I delve into that topic today, actually, I'll just make sure I've got my deck of affirmation cards. Yes, I have. So we'll pick your card later. The episode will include, as usual, some breathing or meditation for you, as well as a positive affirmation card message of the day to bring more happiness, confidence and calm. And communication as well, actually, and about having a voice. So I will pick you one of those a bit later. So yeah, as I said, I've just got back from holiday and went to the south of France. I have to say, I do really love France. And we went to the south of France where I actually worked there when I was 17 years old, in between A-levels at school. I went and worked for a summer in the south of France and I traveled the whole of the coast right up to Italy. So it was just so nice to revisit, speak French, been reworking on my French again, and go with my 18-year-old son on holiday there. And we took the train along the coast and went to lots and lots of different towns and places. And one day, actually, we went on this enormous hike from, well, enormous to us anyway, from Ez Village. It's very quaint. It's very beautiful. We got the bus up there and then you sort of walk and climb up to the top and beautiful gardens. It was lovely. And then we thought it was just going to be a half an hour walk down. We knew it's been quite steep, but downhill. But it turned out to be a very, very rocky terrain path down, which took us an hour and a half. But the reason I'm kind of mentioning this on the podcast is it was very hard work. I mean, there was a jewel at the bottom, as in there was the sea right next to the train station. And we had a swim in the sea before getting the train, which was absolutely wonderful and magical. And a relief after that walk, because we didn't have the right footwear because we weren't expecting it to be like that. My son had flip-flops on. They survived, which is quite funny. I had sandals on, which wasn't much better. But afterwards, the next day, my muscles in my calf muscles, my feet were so sore, and my calf muscles were so stiff and tight that I needed a lot of calf stretching. So, and also from the traveling, my back doesn't like traveling on planes and sitting for too long and sitting on trains for 2 hours and another 2 hours here, another 2 hours there. And before you know it, you sat for so many hours and my back didn't like that either. But the good news, the positive thing was, is of course I used my Pilates knowledge, and I didn't have a mat with me either, because you know we don't all travel with mats for our exercise and Pilates and everything. So I have got some travel tips for you. If you want them, just email me and I'll send them over to you. But yeah, I you can use a bed instead of a mat when you're away. It's better than nothing. I mean, it's not so good for some of the strength work or back extension or anything like that. But really, you need to maintain your body and recover, mostly with breathing and stretches and having a lie down, actually. So it's pretty good for that. So that really helped me be okay. And all the different calf stretches and hamstring stretches and leg stretches have been hugely helpful in recovery. I'm a lot better now. So yeah, it's, you know, if you do travel or you do other cardiovascular exercise, you know, it's such a support and an amazing toolbox to have alongside your other exercise, whether that's hiking, walking or whatever other things that you do. So anyway, yeah, it was really, really special, very special. Anyway, back to work today. So it was all good. So the Pilates Tailored Toolkit what is it? So that is, if I say, oh, I've got a new Pilates tailored toolkit, somebody then says to me, oh, what is it? So I thought, right, I'm just going to record this for you right now. So, and I will also cover about, you know, how to find a good teacher as well. So the Pilates tailored toolkit, yeah, I just really wanted to create something because I really love teaching the 6 month one-to-one transformational programs. I mostly teach these on Zoom and it's properly taught and good alignment. As long as you've got the video, you know, camera in the right place, I can teach really, really well on Zoom wherever you are in the world. So that is obviously brilliant. But not everybody wants that or needs that. So what I've created alongside it, as well as my classes, but you can't go straight into class because it's never good anyway to go straight into class, is the Pilates Tailored Toolkit. So what I do with that with you is obviously we find out where you're at, what you want to achieve. Have you done Pilates before? We do a one-to-one consultation included. We can just do that on the telephone or Zoom. And your health questionnaire as well. It's a 4-page health questionnaire. And then you also have a semi-private lesson. So maximum 4 clients in the session. So it means that it's properly taught. I'll give a demonstration, then sit up and then talk you through and make sure you've got good alignment, that you're doing it properly. Start right from the beginning. You know it's going to be nice and safe. And then you can either do more of those type of sessions, or you can go into the regular class, beginners or mixed ability if you're ready for that. It also includes 15 tips to reduce back pain to feel good. You also get your own very own deck of affirmation cards posted to you. So it's the deck of the happy and calm cards. That's a 52 card deck to support you on your Pilates journey, but not just your Pilates journey, your life, your business, everything, your family, your friends. I teach you how to use them, A, for yourself, your own well-being, happiness, confidence, success, and to support you during good, challenging, sad times of life. You know, how to use them, how to pick a card for you of the day. And I'm just having a little peek at some of the cards here. So, you know, how to use them with a friend, how to use them with a family, how to use them if you have a child or children, how to use them with them. If they're younger ones, it's good to get the other deck, the happy kids cards for more the primary school children and nursery age are really good. And then how to use the affirmations with strength exercises, how to journal with the affirmations if you want to help your mental health and well-being and happiness with the journaling as well. Probably 90% of my clients do find that really helpful. And some just like to practice their breathing or posture, good posture, or let their muscles release lying down. But they are very, very, very good for mental health and expressing how you feel and having a voice. And that is very, very important, especially if you start, you know, have a more shy personality, more introvert or more sensitive person. It's crucial, actually. It's crucial. But it's they're a great support alongside. And also sometimes they can motivate you more. So, for example, if you pick the card that says my core stability and back strength are improving, and maybe that day you are only going to do your breathing and stretching and a basic core stability, and that's not quite enough. It's going to encourage you to add your back strength and encourage you to do more core stability or more strength work. Oh, how funny. I've now picked calm to happy in 1 minute. Yeah, it does include some of the stress, the calm tools as well, which are incredibly beneficial, like calm to happy in 1 minute. Doesn't work so well on an audio podcast, though. But we are on video as well, on YouTube as well for you. So, and also you get a little video, just like a little, you know, tailored toolkit to get you going properly, where you quality, you know, you're doing it right from the beginning. And you also get a little video of how to do the breathing and just a basic back and hip stretch just to get you started to start practicing on a daily basis, something that's safe, comfortable, easy, but hugely beneficial. You know, maybe you're sitting at your desk too much, you're not moving enough. I had someone today saying, oh, you know, I've got arthritis, I'm sitting at the desk a lot. You know, they work in the financial industry, and they're not moving enough, and they're feeling it, and they know they need to do something, and they haven't done anything about it yet, but now they are because they met me, and they're kind of being motivated to think about, actually, I've been thinking about this for ages, and I really need to do something about this. And someone like that, they're not chronic in their pain levels, so they could get away, you know, this would be a good option for them. They might not necessarily need the 6-month one-to-one transformational program. This is a really good entry into learning properly. So it's a wonderful, wonderful way to start. And yeah, we can always have a chat on the phone or Zoom to start with as well, or just go straight into the one-to-one consultation, whatever, you know, works for you. So I have a special offer price this month, but then it goes up from next month. And what else to tell you about this? Yeah, it's just a beautiful way to start. Oh, yes, I do have one more thing to say about it. Yeah, and obviously, you know, in your first semi-private lesson with maximum 4 clients, obviously you get the hang of where to put the video. You know, you put it on a table when you're doing standing work, then you put it on the floor when you're on the mat. That works really well. We go through the breathing, how to do your deep abdominals, good posture, good alignment. Make sure you're confident with that. I'll correct you as you go along. Nice standing warm-up for the shoulders, the posture, for the head and the neck, and improving posture kind of warm-ups. And on the mat, teaching you how to do safe and gentle low back stretches, and for the backs of the legs, your hamstrings, and gentle back and hip stretches, which also improve posture and release the head and the neck. Really good after being at the desk or being too sedentary, amazing for the back and the hips. And then we go into basic core stability and start right at the beginning and make sure your technique's really good, and then do a little bit more, and then do some basic back strengthening and some really good other stretches for you to get you going. Some breathing techniques to de-stress. Exercises, stress to calm exercise, also to boost happiness, confidence and success, boost your mental health, how to journal in 1 minute, and we bring in affirmation of the day into your exercises. So if you're doing a back strengthening, your back muscles are getting stronger. They are, because you're doing something about it. Your core stability is improving. It is, because you're doing something about it. And I will teach you properly to motivate you to then improve. Of course, a one-off session is not enough. And that just is like gets you through the door and gets you confident that you're starting really well with a good, strong foundation. And then you can flourish. And yes, you can do one-to-one program if you want from there, or you can go into one of the beginners mixed ability classes. So the other version of this is the Chair Pilates Tailored Toolkit. It's exactly the same, except it is chair Pilates, as in it's all sitting and standing Pilates. Some clients do a maximum of 3 exercises on the mat, and then other clients prefer to do all sitting and stand, sitting in a chair and standing, and using the support of the chair for, you know, for the session. It's amazing, chair Pilates. The thing is, I'm seeing this more and more. If you don't look after your body and you know, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, I'm seeing more and more people get to their 70s, even if they were really sporty in the past or into exercise in some way. And they'll be starting worrying about falling or starting to have falls. And then they, in a vicious cycle of not exercising and not going for the walk unless it's with a friend or family that they feel safe and confident to go with. And then they start to just go downhill, really, and lose their mobility, lose their confidence, have fears, and not live life to the full. So the best thing to do, really, is using Pilates exercise as injury prevention and starting younger, so that when you get to your 70s, 80s, 90s and beyond, like Dr. Gladys, you know, amazing author and doctor, you know, you can keep mobile, keep your steps going, and enjoy your quality of life, enjoy your grandchildren, or enjoy your great grandchildren as well, and enjoy your favorite hobbies and passions, whether that's golf, whether that's sailing, whether that's gardening, you know, whether that's just, you know, playing with the family and the grandchildren. And being able to just have basic quality of life of being able to be mobile and use stairs and all of those, you know, all of those things, and being confident just to go out and about. So the chair Pilates is hugely, hugely helpful. I really want to dig out amazing testimonial to read you about this, actually, but I haven't got it. So I just suddenly thought of it. I might read it to you. But basically, one of my clients called Amanda. I'll see if I can bring it up. It'd be so good if I could. So she started with the, it was great. She was able to, she's in her 70s now. But she started off with the mat work Pilates, which just really helped her arthritic hips. And she's much stronger and she's much more capable. But then she still realized there were balance issues. And she tried out the chair Pilates and she thought it wasn't for her to start with. But then she realized how practical it was, that she could just practice it kind of any old time, grab a chair and just get on with the practice, and realize how valuable it was, because she's then started doing it regularly. Her balance is improving, her confidence is improving, and so much so now she can actually crawl on all fours and get all the cat toys from underneath the fridge and other things as well from the cats underneath the fridge or underneath things, and is so much more, you know, confident with movement. I haven't got her exact words here. I'll just see if I can open it up. It'd be so nice if I could read it to you, but you get the gist of it. So yeah, I have also have the chair Pilates tailored toolbox is what I'm trying to say, which is a great way of getting into. Oh, here we go. Her exact words are, "I just really want to say that I love your classes so much. I'm just so happy that I found you. Having signed up for your 1 hour Thursday class, I realized fairly soon that one class a week would not be enough. As you know, I'm now 72, and even though I am in good health, I'm also very scared of having an accident, particularly falling down the stairs. I also have a balance thing. This is new. Not yet very sure how to deal with it, but it helped me when you suggested chair Pilates. At first, I thought chair Pilates was not for me. However, I found myself doing chair exercises at different moments throughout the day and realized that one can do a quick self-help with chair Pilates exercises. The exercises are quick, easy and quick, and can be done almost anywhere. This made me look at chair Pilates from a totally different point of view. In fact, I find they complement the everyday Pilates. Thank you very much, Beth, for introducing them to me. I can now easily, I love this bit, listen to this, this is funny. I can now easily get down on all fours to fish out toys, and worse, the cats have lost under the fridge, Amanda." Thank you, Amanda, for sharing that. I did actually invite Amanda on the podcast, but she said no thank you for this time, but you never know, she might come along in the future to share her story. But thank you so much for the testimonial anyway, and may it help and inspire you or someone you know. Do you know someone who is feeling like that, or worried about falling, or had a fall, or had a hip replacement or something like that, who could do with it? So anyway, that's the Pilates tailored toolkit. Okay, the final bit today. Let's just take a pause. Take a breath in, take a breath out. Let's do the affirmation of the day. So how to use the happy and calm cards. Shuffle, number one. Fan out the cards, number two. Number three, pick a card. Best card today for the podcast. Practice. I love to practice. I have worked really hard. What does that mean to you? I think this is a point with our bodies. We can't neglect them. If we neglect them, we'll have basically a neglectful, not very good as we age and go through each month, year to decade. We'll go into a decline rather than, you can go on an incline rather than a decline. There's really no reason to go to decline in your body when you can strengthen it. To enjoy your life, basically, enjoy your passions, enjoy your hobbies, enjoy your family, enjoy your work, or enjoy your volunteering, whatever it is, you want to be able to do it. And I think what the lovely thing about Pilates is, I think it's the best support alongside anything else that you can do, especially if you add the chair Pilates in as well. I think the two are excellent, or some do just one, which is okay too. So, yeah. Now let's go into how to find a good teacher. Oh, well, I could rant a bit about this, but I'll try not to make it too long. Obviously, basic things. I know it sounds basic, but really number one, how to find a good Pilates teacher is check they are qualified. I was a bit shocked when I came to Dorset and I discovered some of the teachers here aren't qualified or aren't qualified in certain modalities of Pilates. So you've got mat work Pilates, you've got equipment Pilates and reformer Pilates. So I'm qualified with the BCPA, which is Body Control Pilates Association. So find out where and who someone's qualified with. That's really important. You can't go to a reformer Pilates teacher and they haven't even got a mat work. You can't not have a mat work qualification if you're a reformer teacher. Also make sure somebody isn't just a PT who's teaching it, because you do need separate qualifications for each modality. Like in my younger days, I qualified as a squash coach and a tennis coach. You know, you don't teach tennis just because you're a squash coach. That is not how it works. That is not quality. So yeah, make sure the person's qualified, but not just qualified with the basics, but qualified in what you need them to be qualified in as well. So I teach up to advanced mat work, for example. So, I've got all levels of mat work qualification, you know, from beginners, intermediate to advanced. So that's the mat work qualification tick. I used to teach all the reformer and Cadillac and all the big pieces of equipment. So you also have to have individual qualifications for each bit of big equipment, for example, in Pilates. And then, of course, you've got little bits of equipment, then you've got extra training and courses you can do in other areas. So for me, pre-pregnancy, postnatal, osteoporosis, you know, different areas. Number two, experience. I think experience is a golden thing, but I wouldn't want somebody not to come along to me in my early days just because I was newly qualified. But experience obviously does help. Number two is experience. Like I've been teaching now for over 26 years. So it's good to know how experienced your teacher is. But there's another level of experience as well with your teacher. Is your teacher who you're looking to work with? I mean, I can work with any of you because I work on Zoom. So I can work with people anywhere in the world. But, you know, some people do prefer in person. I mean, I do teach in person in Dorset as well, but more for private lessons and that side of things. So, but is your teacher experienced in what you need them to be, what your problem is or the challenge or the reason you're going? Are they experienced in that? So, a lot of clients don't want me to have had a lot of back problems and bulging discs in my back and something called spinal stenosis, narrowing of the nerve root, and road traffic accidents and major operations. They might not want that for you, but I find people appreciate the fact that I've been through a lot of pain, a lot of rehabilitation, and I've taught so many people who've had low back pain, sciatica, bad posture, some have had discectomies, spinal fusions, you know, sometimes it's called herniated discs, sometimes it's called prolapsed discs, and different levels of pain or having, you know, I've been through that whole process myself of rehabilitation and seeing the doctor and going for the MRI scan and seeing the consultant and having spinal injections. And But teaching-wise, I think it helps if you have the personal experience, but also it helps if you have the professional experience of teaching certain areas that may help somebody. So for me, low back area is a particular area that I'm well known for, because not all exercise or not all Pilates is good for somebody if they've had, you know, they're at a sort of acute stage of low back pain, you know, with having had different levels of prolapsed disc diagnosis, for example. So I teach a particular back program, which I've devised, which I find effective. And it doesn't mean to say you're not going to end up doing other movements as well, or, you know, intermediate Pilates or whatever, but you have to start from the beginning and build up. And I avoid the ones that can potentially aggravate, and do the ones that are best. So yeah, look at that area as well. Okay, this is a big one. Class size. Oh gosh, this really winds me up, this stuff. So okay, I'll tell you. So the association I'm qualified with, BCPA, there's a code of conduct that you don't teach more than 12 people. 12 is absolute maximum. So I think it's very good if the person you work with, they have a maximum number. Otherwise, you just can't look after everybody properly. And you want to keep it safe, and you want everybody to have personal attention. So when I work with people, I either work one-to-one transformational programs for, 6 months, for example, sometimes 3 months initially, or four people at a time, semi-private lesson, for example, with the Pilates tailored toolboxes or the chair Pilates tailored toolbox, maximum four to start with. And that means somebody's still very, very well looked after. Or in my regular classes on Zoom, I teach maximum 10. So although the code of conduct of my association is 12, I'm allowed to teach 12, I'm insured to teach 12. No, I prefer and choose to teach 10 for quality. That's just my choice. My clients really appreciate it. So what you want to look out for is quality, whether that's in person or on Zoom. If somebody's packing in 50, 40 in a class, 30 in a class, or like lots of health clubs, 30, 25 in a class, 20 in a class, I see lots of people advertising, copy me Zoom. They might not call it copy me Zoom, but Zoom classes, and they, 49, 50 spaces left. And it's like, that is very, very bad quality. In fact, it's no quality at all. It's very poor. And it means nobody's going to be looked after. And, this sort of thing, it's not like you learn to walk, you can go for a walk. Yes. But then obviously, as you get into your 70s plus, you could do with chair Pilates to keep the walking strong, because the muscles need to be more there. Anyway, I'm going off piece a bit there. But no, it's not supposed to be like copy me YouTube, No, that's not the idea. That's really, really not the idea. You won't be taught properly. It won't be safe. It won't be tailored to you. And you're just lost in a crowd, really, it needs to be safe. It needs to be safe. So that's all I have to say on that one today, I think. I probably could say a lot more, but watch out for all of those things. Also, oh gosh, I will say one more thing. So a business friend of mine the other day said they're very fit. They do a lot of fitness. They do Pilates as well. And I think their mum also tried some Pilates with this particular, wherever it was, I think in London. And she knew it wasn't right, but even, it was too tough. They were doing reformer and the springs were too heavy and it was hurting her. And they said, no, carry on. And she's like, well, it's hurting. It's like it should not be no pain, no gain. It should not. It absolutely not. It's not about getting an injury. It's about injury prevention. But, if you come across that sort of teaching and that sort of philosophy, it's going to do you good. Push through that this resistance or weights, whatever. No, it's supposed to make you feel good. You're supposed to come away feeling good afterwards, and that it's comfortable. There's a difference between going into a stretch and you listen to your body and you want to have a comfortable but good stretch, but not too much stretch, but still with very good alignment. Same with strength work. You want it to feel comfortable on the muscles. Yes, the muscles are strengthening and working, but where are they working? Is it working where they're supposed to? Is it comfortable? And if it's comfortable, that's where you want to be at. If something's uncomfortable, and if your teacher isn't letting you listen to your body, that is very bad teaching. Absolutely. They should be struck off. It's just something I heard about the other day, and that saddens me really in the industry. So there's a lot of these things going on. So really watch out for it. I really hope you find the right teacher. I'm obviously here to talk to if you want, and to do the Pilates with me. And That's it on finding a good teacher. That's all I have to say on that one today. I've probably got a few more points to add, but that will do for today. Yeah, let's go into today's relaxation and meditation and enjoy. So welcome to your plane meditation. This is when you're on an airplane, taking off and landing. Sitting or lying comfortably, close your eyes. And you're going to be counting between 1 and 5, starting off with breathing in for 1 and out for 1. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. If you like, you can count on your fingers or you can just count in your mind. On the next in and out breath, you're going to breathe in for 2 and out for 2. Relax. Let your tummy rise and fall. And now in for 3, out for 3. Relax. Feeling more and more calm and relaxed on each out breath. And decide in your mind where your destination is going to be. You're taking off now and you're feeling so calm and relaxed as you go in for 4, out for 4, relax. Relaxing your head, neck and shoulders. And now in for 5, out for 5, relax. And then what you do is you can just repeat as many of those cycles of 5 as you like, or you can take it into the next version with the breath holding as well. In for 1, hold your breath for up to 1, out for 1, relax. Well done. And now it's going to be in for 2, hold the breath for up to 2, out for 2, relax. You need to take an extra breath in between or yawn, that is absolutely fine. And now in for 3, out for 3, relax. Feeling calmer and calmer and more relaxed. Now in for 4, hold your breath for up to 4, out for 4, relax. Releasing through your back, hips, thighs, legs, and feet. And finally, in for 5, hold your breath for up to 5, out for 5, relax. Take a breath in or yawn. And you can repeat this cycle of 5s for as long as you like as you're taking off. You're now cruising along nice and smoothly. You've now had a wonderful flight and journey. You're at the very end of your flight and you can go back into this breathing as you go into landing. And you feel so calm and relaxed and strong with so much happiness and resilience as you land, and you've landed at your destination now. And it was a really, really good flight. And you enjoyed your little relax for a minute or 2 or more. Take a breath in or yawn. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And stay there to do this meditation for as long as you like.
Really hope you enjoyed today's meditation and breathing. How do you feel afterwards? So I thought that would be a nice meditation to bring in today in case you are flying anywhere lovely this year or even next year or anytime, or you simply want to de-stress, because it's a brilliant one for takeoff and landing if you go on a plane. But equally, it's a brilliant meditation to do at bedtime to sleep better, or if you've had a moment of high or stress, or just simply want to de-stress and relax for a few minutes. It's a gorgeous one. I actually did that on takeoff and landing, flying out to France. So I hope you found that really helpful as well. If you do want to find more about the Pilates Tailored Toolkit or anything like that, obviously just get in touch. I hope it's been useful, some of the guidelines of finding a good teacher as well, because it is a subject close to my heart, and I'm taking some time to educate people on what's good and not good teaching and what to look out for you. So yeah, have a beautiful, beautiful week. Have a good week. If it's stressful week or sad week, please take some time out for you for some self-care. And if you do need more self-care, maybe listen to the last episode as well with Vicky Messenger. We've got some lovely guests coming up soon as well. But thank you for this week, and look forward to helping and inspiring more of you in the coming days and weeks. And please share the podcast with anyone you think it would help. Lots of love. So thank you so much for listening to the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation to reduce back pain to feel good in the 3-minute morning routine on my website. And you can book your Pilates Tailored Toolbox, one-to-one programs, of course the Mindfulness Pilates classes on Zoom, and also Stress to Calm workshops and programs on my website. Or just get in touch at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.